Hi, and welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Lech Lecha. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. A former student of mine joined an elite unit in the IDF. Initially, he saw no action. They just trained over and over and over. But then one day, his battalion was dispatched to eliminate a group of terrorists that were holed up in a hostile area. They followed all their training. They arrived at the place, and they realized that they were under fire. And the student described to me what it's like to be shot at. It's the most fearful, terrifying thing. Someone's trying to kill you. And I said to him, what happened? What was going through your mind as you're trying to do what you have to do? So he first said, obviously, mechanically, everything he'd been trained kind of kicked in. But more importantly, he said, all of a sudden he found himself saying the words of Tehillim, Lam Natzeach Mizmor LaDavid, Yancha Hashem Biyom Tzara, Hashem save me in this time of distress. Unbelievable. Hashem Oshia Melech Yaneinu V'Yom Karenu. Hashem will help me in when I call out to him. And I was so impressed that his gut reaction, his default, was to turn to Hashem in a time of need. But the truth is, we find this already by Avram Avinu in this week's Parsha. Avram Avinu hears that his nephew Lot is taken captive and he has to go liberate him from the four kings. A formidable task. The Pasuk says, Vayarek es chanichav yelidei beiso. He prepares the people he trained. Shmona Asaru Shloshmeos, 318 people, and they go out to war. What does Vayarek es Chanichav mean? What does it mean that he trained, he primed them? So in the Gemara Maseches Nedarim, there's a disagreement, but one opinion is, what did he do? Horikein B'Torah, as the Ran says, Zirzein B'Torah. Avram Avinu had to prepare them. This is the first time that they're going to go out to conflict. It's the first time they're going to meet a formidable foe. How does he prepare them? He talked to them in learning. Why did he talk to them in learning? So obviously there's the schus of learning, but perhaps we could say Avram wanted them to realize that at their default, when they're under fire, when they're in a time of danger, their default mode has to be Torah. The last thing they were doing maybe would kick in, which was learning Torah. Because when a person follows ruchniyistika pursuits, spiritual pursuits, tefillah, prayer, Torah study, that is the greatest protection a person could possibly have. So let's increase our limud haTorah, our Torah learning. Let's increase our intensity of tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will constantly protect us from everything that life throws our way. Have a wonderful upcoming Shabbos.